Okay, we're gonna learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and Masechas Tainis. We'll just begin on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechiya. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechiya. Rav Yehuda said the name Rav Yechiya. I'm a halach baderech, one who's traveling on the road. Yochel Yoser Mishnei Ravon. Should not eat more than the amount that normally would even the amount that normally one would eat if there was a famine. My time, or what is the reason? Some explain that because of some sort of disease in the intestines called mayana, and they're like in the me'ayim. B'ma Rava Amri, in their Tisrael, they said mishim mezone, because of food, meaning you want the food to last. You're not sure when you're going to run out of food. Ma'binayim. What's the difference between these two reasons? What's going to be the nafkamina? Yikubenaya diyosib arva. If one is sitting on a ship. So if one is sitting on a ship, apparently he has to be concerned that his food is going to run out, but the harm that would be caused by the food apparently came from the walking, and if you're sitting still, that's not going to be a problem. Inami, alternatively, another nafkamina, deka'aza me'avna le'avna. If one travels from one inn to another inn, that since the food is going to be available at wherever he stops, he doesn't have to be concerned about that. The only thing that has to be concerned about is the effects of the food. So that would be another nafkamina. Rav Papa ko parso parso achil chada rifter. Rav Papa ate one loaf of bread each parso that he would travel. Kasavar mishum ma'ayana. So it must be that he held that the problem was because of the harm that it would cause potentially to with this intestinal disease. And As Rashi points out, he had a very large stomach, and he could eat a lot of food without being harmed, so he didn't have to worry about that, and therefore he did not limit his food intake. Whoever starves himself during times of famine needs some mishuna. He's going to be saved from some sort of unusual death. Rashi comments, death by sword or by starvation. But he, again, the more common forms of death, just regular illness, that he will not be saved from. How do we know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Berav padcham yimaves." During the rav, during the famine, Hashem redeemed you from death. May rav mi boile. It shouldn't have said from famine. Not. It should have said that you saved me rav. Why does it say yimaves? El hachi kam is what it says. Bischar shemariv atzov shnei ravon, as a reward for having starved oneself during the period of starvation, needs some misa mishuna. He'll be saved from death. What death is that? That's referring to some sort of unusual death. Amar Reish Lakish said, "Also, Adam Shamish Mitaso b'Shnei Ravon. A person is not allowed to have marital relations during the times of a famine. Shenemar Yosef Yulad Shnei Bonim B'Tarim Tavo Shnas Harav. That Yosef had his two sons born before the famine had arrived. What's it stressing that he had them born before the famine arrived? It must be that once he came, he would not have been able to have the children because he would have had to separate from his wife. Tana, chasuche vanim. Misham shemitosei mishnei rav. Those who don't have children, so they are allowed to have marital relations in order to potentially have children, even during the time of famine. Tana rabbanim. We learn bizmanchi, so shuyim b'tzar, at a time when the Jewish people are in a difficult situation. It's a stressful time. Uperash echon mehen, and somebody does separates and does not participate in the tzar of the community. Bon shnei malach yasharis shemelavin lod adam. The two angels that accompany people, they come umanichin lo yadein arosh and put their hands on his heads. Va'omrim ploni zeh shepirash min atzibur al yira benechamas atzibur. This person, so and so, Mr. Ploni, Mr. So and so, who separated himself from the community during the time of tzar, he should not be able to witness the nechama, the consolation that the community when the tzar comes to an end. Tanya idoch, another brisa says, bizman shatzibur shorei b'tzar. At a time when the community is deep in distress, al yomar adam, person should not say, eilich lebeisiv ochavishta, I'm going to go home, I'll eat and drink, v'sholom alayach nafshi, and everything will be good for me. V'im osa kain, and if he does do that, and he takes care of himself, and doesn't participate in difficulty of the community, Allah v'akasav omar, about this kind of person, the pasuk says, v'nei sason v'simcha, harog bakar v'shachotzon, acho basar v'shasos, yayin acho v'shaso, ki machar namus. So the pasuk says Right, I'll rejoice, I'll be happy. And people said to each other, you should shech the animals and eat meat and drink wine and everything, because we're going to die anyway. They disregarded the difficulties. Maksib Basrim, what does it say afterwards? V'niglo beit zeh Hashem tzibakosin, this will be revealed in front of Hashem. Im yichupar havon hazeh lachem ad timusun. Hashem says, I will surely not atone for this sin and before you die. Okay. So Brisa continues, Ad kan midas bonim. This is when it comes to average or normal types of sinners. Ava b'midas rishon, but when it comes to the truly wicked, maksiv, esoyu ekhayayin, they say to each other, come and I will get wine, v'nis bashichar, and we'll drink. V'yokaze yomachar, tomorrow will be like this, we'll celebrate even more. So again, their sin is not just in the moment, but their sin is looking to the future as well. And about them, Maksib Basrei, what does it say afterwards? Hatzadik avad ve'ein ish sam alev ki mipnei hara'a nesaf tzadik. The righteous man is lost, is perished, and no one takes to heart that because of the evil, the righteous man has gone to his grave. Meaning, the righteous man is spared the suffering, passed away before, and then the evil people, because of what they did, they don't even get that mercy. They will be the ones who suffer. Rather, what should a person do? The Brisa tells, El yitzar adam im natzibur. A person should feel the pain together with the tzibur. Shekim atzir Moshe Rabbeinu, as we see with Moshe, should see atzmo metzibur, that he pained himself together with the tzibur. Shenemar, v'idei Moshe k'vedim. When it came to the battle against Amalek, Moshe had his hands up and his hands were heavy. V'ayikhu evin v'ayisimu sachta v'ayeshev olah. And they took a stone and placed it under him, and he sat on it. So what does that have to do with anything? Brisa says, Moshe he didn't have anything comfortable, a pillow, a cushion to sit on. Moshe says, no, I'm only going to sit on a rock. I'm not going to sit on anything comfortable, because if Bnei Yisrael are in a time of distress, it's my responsibility to participate in my own way, and I have to show that I'm bothered as well. And anybody who suffers together with the community, he will merit seeing the consolation of the Sibor. Who's in the person should say, who's going to testify against me if I'm not sharing in the tzar of the tzibur? Avnei beiso shel adam v'koros beiso shel adam. Even the stones of a person's south, or the beams, me'idim bo, will testify against him that he was just enjoying himself at home and not participating in the difficulty of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar ki even mikir tizok, that a stone will shout out from the wall, v'kafis me'etz i'anena, and even the brick will answer from the wood. So again, there is no hiding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all that is happening. Debei Rabbi Shili Amrei, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shila, they said, Shem Alach Yashar Tamen Lavin Lo La'adam, the two angels who accompany a person, Hein Me'idin Alav, they will be the ones who testify against them. Shemar Ki Malach HaBitzav Alach, right, he will charge his angels to against you, for you, but this, in this case, context, it would be against you. The person's own neshama he made the love will testify against him. Shenemar, mishocheves chaykecha, from that which is inside your chest. Shemar pischei picha, guard the entrance of your mouth. You have to be careful what you say because the soul is watching you. V'yish omrim evarab shaladim, even the limbs of a person may eat them, bo will testify against them. Shenemar, atem edayin Hashem, you are my witnesses, Hashem, even the limbs of a person can testify against him. So there is no hiding. Kel emunah v'in avel, God is faithful, there's no crookedness to his judgment. Kel emunah, what does that mean? Kishem shenefoim neshon olam haba, afilo alavira kalosh osin. Just as the wicked are punished in Olam Haba for even the smallest transgression that they have done, kach nefar mitzik b'mazal avir kal shosin. So to the righteous are punished in this world for anything that they do. So again, the Brisa seems to be addressing in a broad sense the issue of tzaddik v'ra'lo rasha v'tovlo, why the wicked seem to be successful in this world and the tzaddikim sometimes are not. And the Brisa is explaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to punish everybody for everything that they've done. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a chesed, will do it to the tzaddik in this world so that he will, in the world that counts, in the world to come, will have a greater share. Ve'ein avel. What does it mean that there's no crookedness to his judgment? Kishem shem mishalm in sachar la tzadikim olam haba, afilam mitzvah kalash osin, just like in olam haba, the tzadikim will get reward for even the smallest mitzvah that they do. Kach mishalm in sachar la rishayim b'olam hazeh, afilam mitzvah kalash osin. So don't think that the rishayim aren't going to get rewarded for the good things that they've done. However, they will get rewarded in this world. Tzadik v'yashar hu, he is just and upright. Everything that he does is with perfect calculations. Amro, they said, b'shas p'sirasa shel adam beis olamo, when a person dies, komasav niftarim lefanav, all of the deeds that he has done leave him. Ve'omrim lo, and they say to him, kach ve'kach asisa b'makom ploni b'yom ploni. They ask, did you do this such and such a thing at such and such a day? So the Omer, and the person says, "Hein." You don't really have a choice. You know, there are no lies up there. So a person responds, "Yeah, I did it." Va'omrim lo chasom. So they'll say, "Okay, so sign off that you really did it." V'chosem, and he signs, and again signs off on the accuracy of what he had done. Shenemar, how do we know all this? Because the pasuk says, "Biad kol adam yachtom." That everything will be signed by the hand of every person. God's will record everybody's deeds and have each person affix his signature to it. A person has to certify the judgment he will see. You have judged me properly. That you should be correct in your words. Okay. Continuing on, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel kol yoshev b'tainis nikra choti. Whoever fasts is called a sinner. Again, it's talking about just in general. Savar ki haitan, he holds like the Tana that says, this sign, Rabbi Lozer HaKapar, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Lozer HaKapar, said the name of Rabbi. Ma tamon lomar. What does the Torah teach us? V'chiper alav, me'asher chata al ha-nefesh. When it comes to the person who became, the Nazir who became Tamei. He buy from a dead person. So it says that he's going to get atoned for the sin that he made with his soul. What sin did the Nazir do? Right? Well, he didn't get tummy on purpose. The reason that he's called the Chote is because he has caused himself tzar by abstaining from wine. So now he says, isn't there a kal v'chomer? If this person, Nazir, who only caused himself tzar by refraining from drinking wine, nikra chote, is called a chote, is a sinner. So somebody who causes himself pain by abstaining from everything because he's fasting, alakas kama v'kama, certainly he's considered to be a sinner, and that's where we see that Shmuel follows Rabbi Lazar's opinion and says that anybody who fasts for no reason is called a chote. Rabbi Lazar omer, no, nikra kadosh. One who fasts is called a holy person. Why? Because it brings kapara, shenem ar kadoshi, yeah? But also by the Nazir, that kadoshi, yeah, that he's holy, gadel per sarosho. He should let the locks of his hair grow long. So you see that the Nazir is called holy. So this one, who only distressed himself, only caused himself pain by holding back from drinking wine, Nikra Kadosh, he's already called a person who's holy. So certainly one who abstains from even more by fasting, so certainly that should put him on even a higher level. So the Gemara says, not so simple. Uli Shmuel, Haikar Kadosh, what's Shmuel going to do with the fact that the Nazir is called Kadosh? Ahu Agedo Perakoi. That's only going on the fact that he is growing his hair. The hair is considered to be holy. You're not allowed to get benefit from it. It's Asr Bahanah. The Nazir himself is not. He's called the Chote. Uli Rabbi Lazar, Hanikar Chote, what's Rabbi Lazar going to do with the fact that the Nazir, the Pasuk also says that the Nazir is a Chote? So Gemara says, "Ahu this soiv nafshei." That's because of the fact that he became tamei, not because of the fact that he was mitzar atmo. Because he was mitzar atmo from the wine. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem with Amud Beis.